This is a bedtime story for chat about Rosa the Sea Otter. Rosa the Sea Otter is enjoying watching Doug's Twitch stream when something unexpected happens. A woman with black hair and red eyes appeared in front of Rosa. She was wearing a white dress that showed off her ample bosom. "Who might you be?" she asked. "I am Rosa, Rosa the Sea Otter," Rosa replied. The red-eyed woman laughed. It sounded like a high-pitched laugh, but it didn't feel evil or sinister at all. "Oh, my apologies. I'm not usually this forward. But it seems we've both been summoned here." Galina had no idea what she meant by that until she saw Rosa's eyes light up. "You're one of the heroes? Please help me," Rosa exclaimed. "What do you mean? What hero?" Galina asked. Rosa looked up at the sky. "Look there," she said. From above, they could see a massive figure flying down toward them. This creature had wings on its back and a tail that resembled a dragon's. "That's the crystal dragon," Rosa yelled excitedly. "We must stop it before it destroys the land and everyone in it."
"Whoa, whoa, whoa, slow down. Are you sure you know what you're doing?" Galina asked.
"Of course I do. We will kill it together," Rosa asserted. Galina sighed. "Fine, but don't blame me if you get hurt."
"It's okay, I won't. Now, let's go,"
Rosa said as she jumped up onto Galina's back.
"Hold on tight," Galina warned.
As they flew up into the air, Galina noticed the beast was getting closer.
"How do we even fight this thing?" she asked.
"Just wait and see," Rosa answered confidently. The crystal dragon swooped down toward them. Galina shot out her magical arrow.
"Fire magic," she shouted. A huge fireball of fire blasted from the tip of her arrow. The spell hit the crystal dragon square in the chest.
"Impressive," the crystal dragon said with a voice that sounded like it belonged to an old man.
"Thank you,"
Galina replied. The crystal dragon pulled out a glowing green sword from his scaly back and charged straight at Galina. She tried to dodge, but failed. Galina glanced behind her to see where she was going to land. An entire mountain range seemed to have appeared right in front of her. The only way out was to jump off the cliff and hope she lands safely. The end.